Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Psachim Chavtes. We are on Chav Ches on the Beis, two lines from the bottom. But before we begin, perhaps we should have another look at that Mishnah back on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, which will introduce us to our sugya once again. So Chav Ches Amud Aleph, around eight lines from the bottom, says the Mishnah, Chametz Shal Nachri She'avar Olav HaPesach. If we have chametz which belong to a goy on Pesach, now it's past Pesach. What is the halacha? What is the status of that chametz? Mutar b'hano, you can derive benefit from that chametz. If it's Shal Yisrael, however, the chametz which belong to a Yisrael on Pesach, even after Pesach, it is asur b'hano. Shenemar lo yiro l'chaseir, you may not see seir on Pesach. And the Gemara explain how this pasuk provides the makor for this halacha. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisen, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't seem to be authored by Rabbi Yehuda. V'loi Rabbi Shimon, nor by Rabbi Shimon. V'loi Rabbi Yisya Glili. We have three Shittis, and they all don't seem to jive with our Mishnah. Mayhi, where do we find these three Shittis? The Sanya Chometz. Bein Lefnei Zmanoi, Bein Lachar Zmanoi, Iver Olav Belav. Chometz, whether before or after Pesach, there's a law for eating that Chometz. So from Chatzoyis on Erev Pesach until nightfall, and likewise after Pesach, that's the Chometz She'over Lava Pesach, it involves a lav for eating it. Toich Zmanoi, however, on Pesach itself, that certainly is more Chomer, Over Lava Belav Vikaris. Not only is there a lav, there's Karis as well, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz after Pesach has a lav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I should say another couple of lines, then we'll drop down to the bottom of the Yom. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chometz lefnei zmanu la'achar zmanu eino eiver olav b'leklum, before and after Pesach, there's no love whatsoever. Toich zmanu on Pesach itself, eiver olav b'karis b'lav, certainly there's a karis on love. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a love after Pesach as well. According to Rabbi Shimon, there isn't. The Brisa continues, u'mishah she'asar ba'achila asar ba'hano, at the very moment where the issa achila takes place, gets activated, the issa ha'hano gets activated as well, and that's asal and tanakam, that's found shittas Rabbi Yehuda. We have a third shittah. Rabbi Yisrael Glili Omer, Tomer Latzmacha. You may wonder, Hey Chum, it's Asur Bahano Kol Shiva. How do we know that even on Pesach itself, the 7 days of Pesach, the Chametz will be Asur Bahano? And indeed, he holds that there's no Isra Hano on Chametz, it's on Pesach itself. So we have three Shittas. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, even on Pesach itself, there's no Isra Hano for Chametz. Rabbi Shimon says, on Pesach itself, but not before or after. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, even before and after Pesach, there's the Isser on Chametz. Let's drop down to the bottom of the Amud. Two lines from the bottom. Mani Masnisen. So who's the Tana, who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah which says that the Chametz of a Nachri She'over Olav HaPesach, which experienced Pesach and now is after Yom Tov, that Chametz, since it belonged to a Goy, is Mutter. Whereas the Chametz of Yisrael She'over Olav HaPesach is Asur Bahana. Who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Mani Masnis. Rabbi Yehuda, let's analyze. Is it going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Chametz stomach amar. He maintains that any chametz is asur after Pesach. Afilu de nachri, even if he belonged to a goy. So the Mishnah that differentiates between a Yisrael, which is asur, and a goy, where it's mutar, apparently it's not Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Be Rabbi Shimon, or we follow Rabbi Shimon, well, he's in the other direction. The Yisrael nami mishit kashari, even the chametz of Yisrael, he will be matar b'hanoi after the zman. Because he says there's no lav whatsoever on chametz after Pesach. So on the one hand, we have Rabbi Yehuda says that after Pesach, it's always aser. Rabbi Shimon says it's always mutter. The Mishnah that draws a line between the goy and the yid, whose shita is that? If it's following his shita, no. Afilo teich zmani nami. Mishra kashori b'hano. Even on Pesach itself, we just learned, he will allow hano. So certainly after Pesach. So who is the man de Omar of our Mishnah? Omar of Acha bar Yaakov lo'ilam Rabbi Yehuda. Certainly it's following Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda, although he applies a lav to Chometz after Pesach, but that's only if it belonged to a Yisrael. But not to a Goy and not to a Hegdish. V'yolev s'or da'achila mis'or da'ria. He learns the s'or, the pasuk which says lo'yachal Chometz, meaning the pasuk which speaks about eating, the chametz having hanof and the chametz after Pesach, he will connect it to the pasuk discussing bal yiroeh, which is speaking about on Pesach itself. Yolef se'er da'achila mis'er da'ria. What does that mean? Maser Diri, just as the Pasuk describing the Isra of seeing your chametz on Pesach, Liro Lachasor, Shalcha Yataroya, it only applies to yours. Liro Lacha, only if it's Shalcha, if it belongs to you, to the Yisrael. Aval Ataroya, Shalacherim Shalgavaya, but certainly you can see. You can have around the chametz which belongs to Acherim, the Goyim, or Hegdash. Afsar Dachila, likewise, when it comes to the Pasuk describing Lo Yachil, which is referring to after Pesach, the Achila Nano of that Sir, it also only applies to your chametz. Shalcha Yata Oichel, Aval Ata Oichel, Shalachim Shalgavoya, but if it belongs to Hegdish or Achirim, which are Goyim, you may actually have that chametz after Pesach. So certainly, Minat Torah is an Isser, even on chametz after Pesach, but it's only if it belongs to you. If it's a chametz of Yisrael, but if it belongs to a Goy or Hegdish during Pesach, there's no Isser whatsoever. That's a cool according to Shittas of Yehuda and our Tana, which applies an Isser only to the chametz of Yisrael after Pesach, but not to the Goyis, who we follow in Shittas of Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Obedinu. Now, truthfully, really, the Mishnah should have been matter even Ba'achila, if it's a chametz of a Goy. Mishnah should have stated that the chametz of a goy is mutter even ba'achila after Pesach, because the entire issa, the entire concept of chametz achar Pesach doesn't apply to a goy. So why then does the Mishnah specifically only state heter hano va'aydi the tana the Yisrael aser b'hano, on account of the fact that the Mishnah wanted to speak about the isra hano by the chametz of Yisrael? That's a greater chiddush. The chametz of Yisrael is even aser b'hanah after Pesach. So on account of that, Tana Nami, the Nochri Mutar b'hanah, that the Goy's chametz is Mutar b'hanah. But really, it goes much further. The chametz of a Goy is not only Mutar b'hanah, but also b'achil. Furthermore, Ubedinu di boy leil misna. But really, the Mishnah should have said, Afilu b'teich zmano y Mutar b'hanah. That even on Pesach itself, you can partake in the chametz of a Goy. Rashi learns it's even Mutar b'achila, because the entire concept of refraining from eating chametz or hana from chametz only applies to the chametz of Yisrael. His chametz has prominence, but chametz of a guy, yeah, it's not reckoned with, and you can even eat it. So why does the Mishnah speak only after Pesach? V'aydi the Tana the Yisrael lachar zmanay. Since the Mishnah wanted to speak about the chiddush that the chametz of Yisrael is usher even after Pesach, Tana nami the nachri lachar zmanay. On account of that, the Mishnah also discussed that the chametz of the guy is mutter l'achar zman after Pesach, but certainly the heter applies even on Pesach itself. So this is whose version of Achar bar Yaakov's approach. We had a kasha, who is the author of our Mishnah that says chametz of Yisrael is usher after Pesach, chametz of a guy is mutter? Says Rach bar Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yehuda, although there's a lav applied to chametz after Pesach, but that's only the chametz of Yisrael and not the chametz of a guy, which is mutter after Pesach and even on Pesach itself, because he connects the Pasuk discussing Achila to the Pasuk discussing Bal Yira, which is only applied to Shalcha if it's yours, but not if it belongs to the Goy or Hekdesh. Rav Amar, Loyler Rav Shimon, he says, no, you can't go that far. According to Rav Yehuda, there's a love after Pesach, whether it's the Yisroels or the Goyes. Rather, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Shimon. Loyler Rav Shimon, who holds that there isn't even a lav, even for the chametz of Yisrael after Pesach. Right? We learned that earlier. Only on Pesach itself is an Isser, but not before or after. So why then is the chametz of Yisrael Asur after Pesach? It's only with the Rabbanon. For Rabbi Shimon Knas or Kanis. Rabbi Shimon applies a Knas. If a person was Iver by Yira, Chacham penalized him. You can't partake in that chametz even after Pesach. Since he was over in Bal Yira Bal Yimatzah, so it only applies to the chametz of Yisrael, in which case it was an Isser. But the chametz which belonged to a Goy on Pesach, in which case there was no Isser Bal Yira Bal Yimatzah involved, likewise, no Knas was applied. So at this point, we have two approaches to understand our mission, which says that the chametz of Yisrael after Pesach is Asser, but not the chametz of a Goy. Approach number one, Rav Achba Yaakov, Shittas Rabbi Yehuda was speaking about, that after Pesach, Minat Torah, the chametz is aser, but just as by Re'iyah of chametz, it only applies to Shalcha, if it's yours, but not the ones of a Goy. Likewise, when it comes to Isra Achila, only the chametz of the Yisrael is aser, but not the Goy's. According to Rava's approach, we're following Shita's Reb Shimon, Minat Torah, there's absolutely no Isser on Chametz after Pesach, it's a Knas Rabbanan, only in a case where there was an Avera of Yiro Bal Yimotza, meaning the Chametz of Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. You may recall that the Mishnah of Chavches Amar Aleph concluded with a Pasuk, Chametz Avi. Goy after Pesach is Mutter, Chametz Avi Yisrael is Aser, Shenemar Lo Yiro Lo Chasar. Says the Gemara, let's try and understand the placement of that Pasuk. Bishlam Le Rava, according to Rava, we understand, Hainu Dektani Shal Yisrael Aser. Mishnah reads smoothly. That's why the Chametz Avi Yisrael is Aser, because Mishum Shenemar Lo Yiro, because of the Pasuk Lo Yirah, which denotes that there's an Issa to have that Chametz around, and in the case where he was Oyver on that Issa, Chacham applied a Knas. So the Pasuk reads very smoothly. That is the reason for the Knas by the Chametz of the Yisrael. Elo L'Rabach Abba Yaakov. According to Rabach Abba Yaakov, who tells us that, following Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Pasuk Lo Yochel Chametz, which is meant to be applied to that period after Pesach. So the Mishnah says, well, the Chametz of the Goy is Mutar, but the Chametz of the Yisrael is Aser Mishum Shenemar, because of which Pasuk? Which Pasuk should it be citing? Mishum Lo Yochel Chametz Meboile. It should have brought the Pasuk Lo Yochel Chametz to explain why the Chametz of the Yisrael is Aser after Pesach. Rather, the Pasuk, the Gemara brings, the Mishnah brings, Lo Yirah Lecha, which seems out of place. Misavras HaSefer Koy, do you really think that the Pasuk is in reference to the last Halacha in the Mishnah? The Chametz of the Yisrael is also because of this Pasuk? No! That's based on Le'ochel Chametz. Rather, the reason why the Mishnah is bringing this Pasuk to explain the Reisha, Areisha Koy, the initial part of the Mishnah where the Chametz of the Goy is Mutar, that's what we're coming to explain. Vachik Omar. And this is what the Mishnah is saying. Chametz Shal Nachri She'avar Lo'a Pesach Mutabana. Why is the Chametz of a Goy after Pesach Mutar? Mishnah Shanem Lo'i Ro'alacha. Pasuk says you can't see your chametz on Pesach. Shalchoy ateroya. You may not see the chametz of Yisrael. Aval ateroya shalachirim shalgavoya. But you may see the chametz of the goy of Hegdish. And now, how does that apply to the din achila after Pesach? Very simple. V'yolif sar d'achila mesar d'riya. As we said earlier, the Rabbi Yehuda will derive the iser, the framework of the iser achila from the framework of the iser riya. Just as when it comes to Re'iyah, it only applies to Shalcha, to yours, but not to the goyim. Likewise, when it comes to Isra Achila, for instance, after Pesach, it's only the Chametz of the Yisrael, which is Aser, but not the Chametz of the goyim. So once again, the Pasuk cited in our Mishnah, according to Rava, it reads smoothly. Come to explain why the Chametz of the Yisrael is Aser Bahana, because Lo Yirah Lecha. He was over in that Avera, and therefore Midrabanan, they applied a Knas. Whereas according to Revach by Yaakov, it's in reference to the first part of the Mishnah to explain why the goy is the chametz is mutter, because the pasuk said Lo Yirah Lecha Se'or, you may not see your chametz on Pesach, but the goyis you may, and we connect, we derive the iser achila from the iser ria, just as there when it comes to ria it exempts the chametz of the goy. Likewise here by iser achila, the chametz of the goy is exempted, and that's why the chametz of the goy is mutter. So at this point, we have a big nafkamina between Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz of a goy is mutter after Pesach. Whereas according to Rava, not necessarily. He will hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is aser after Pesach. There's no reason to exempt the chametz of the goy. Our Mishnah is following Rav Shimon, where there's no iser altogether. It's only the Rabbanan. That's only applied to the yid, not to the goy. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, any chametz after Pesach is aser b'achil and b'hano. V'ozel tamayu, both Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rava are in line with their opinions. Their respective opinions stated elsewhere. The itzmar ha'ichel s'or shal nachri she'avar lav Pesach liv Rabbi Yehuda. One should eat the chametz of a goy after Pesach, in accordance to Rabbi Yehuda, who applies a lav to that period. What happens if it's the chametz of a goy? Rav Amar Loika, he says, certainly there's Malkus, there's no reason to exempt the Chametz of the Goy, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Ein Loika, there's no Malkus. Why? Rav Amar Loika, Loyolef Rabbi Yehuda, Sar Da Achila, Misar Da Ria. Rabbi Yehuda never derives the Isra of Achila from the Isra of Ria. By Ria, there's an exception by the Chametz of the Goy, but not by Achila. So after Pesach, he gets Malchus even for eating chametz of a goy. Why Yolif Sar Dachila Misar Diriya? Because he derives the Isra Achila from Riya, just as by Riya the chametz of the goy is exempted, likewise by Achila. Okay, so conclusion. Mishnah tells us chametz she'over al Pesach, if it's shal Yisrael, it's asur. If it's shal Nachor, it's mutter. And the pasuk brought in the Mishnah is lo yirah l'chasar. We have two approaches. Rachav Bar Yaakov says Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that minat Torah. There is an iser to eat the chametz of Yisrael after Pesach, and that explains the reason why shal Yisrael is asur, because lo yachal chametz, it's a pasuk. Whereas when it comes to the Nachor, it's mutter. He learns achila from Re'iyah. And just as by Re'iyah, the pasuk exempts the chametz of the goy, likewise when it comes to achila. And the Mishnah brings the pasuk of Lo'irolacha, it's coming to explain why the chametz of the Nachri is mutter. Because Lo'irolacha, sir, only Shalcha cannot be seen, but the goys can, and we derive the Isra achila from the Isra of Balira. Rava's approaches, following Shit is Reb Shimon. Minatar, there's no Isra whatsoever on chametz after Pesach. The reason why Shal Yisrael is Asr because of a knas, because he was over on Bali Rabba Yimatsu. When it comes to the chametz of Nachri, it's mutter because there was no aver and therefore there's no knas. When the Mishnah says Lo Yiralacha is the reason, it's coming to explain why the chametz of the Yisrael is Asr, because it was an aver of Lo Yiralacha and therefore the chametz applied a knas. Now, yesterday I saw in the Sefer Baruch Nafshi from Reb Zilberstein, Eretz Yisrael, he brings a story that there were some girls during the Holocaust who adamantly refused to eat the chametz which they received from the Nazis on Pesach, and they put it in their pocket, they held on to it, but they wouldn't eat it. And that saved their lives, because afterwards on the death march, they had what to eat. They had what to sustain themselves from that chametz. And he says, well, you shouldn't think perhaps there was a Isser of chametz sh'over olav Pesach on that bread. He says, because it's only when there was an Isser done that the Chacham applied a knas, but this chametz was mutter b'achila for them, halachically speaking. They could have eaten it even on Pesach itself because of pikuach nefesh. So although they were machmer, tremendous mesiras nefesh, they were machmer not to eat it. But that's not what the Chacham had in mind. That chametz was mutter b'achila. And certainly after Pesach, it was mutter, no knas would be applied. Continues the Gemara. V'hoder be'rav achar bar Yaakov mahi. Actually, Rav Acha bar Yaakov retracted. He backtracked from this chiddush, tremendous chiddush that he held that according to Rabbi Yehuda, although minat Torah chametz is usher after Pesach, but that only applies to chametz of Yisrael, not the chametz of a goy. He was hoder be'rav. He reverted. How do we know? Because we're going to have a brisa, and no less than five ways to explain the brisa. One of them happens to be in the name of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, where we see clearly that he no longer holds of that chiddush that he presented here. Let's see. The sanya ha'ichel chametz shel hegdash b'moed. If a person should eat chametz which belongs to hegdash beis hamikdash on Pesach itself, mal, he has committed me'ila, he has to pay back the principal plus the fifth plus bring a carbon. V'yish emrim le'mal. Some say no, there's no din me'ila here. It doesn't apply in this case. What is the basis for the machlekes? Man yish emrim. Who is the author of this yish emrim? Who say there was no me'ila done? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonehi. It's following Shitas Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonehi. Now, as Rashi explains, both Shitas seem to be following Shitas Rabbi Shimon, who holds that chametz after Pesach is mutter. Although Chacham applied a knas, but that only applies to the chametz that belongs to an ordinary person, but not the chametz of Hegdish, in which case there was no Bal Yira. So this chametz, technically after Pesach, would be mutter b'hanoah b'achil even to Yisrael. So technically, this chametz has value. Although right now you can't have a hanoah. But since, if the Hegdash holds on to it, they can go ahead and sell it after Pesach. So it's something that really has value. So why would this person be potter? Why would the Yesh Eirim say, there was no me'ilah done? Well, following Shita is Rechunim Nakonim. Who holds that whenever a person commits an avera which involves Oyner Shemisa, he's exempt from the moment. So whenever it entails capital punishment, there's no monetary payment. The sanya Rechumna Konohoya Oysa is Yom Kippurim Kishabbos. Litashlam. He would equate Yom Kippur to Shabbos when it comes to payments. What does that mean? Ma Shabbos mischayev benafsh. Just if a person did a malacha which involved harming somebody else's property. For instance, he ignited his friend's granary. So he was mazikim. He inflicted harm. He damaged. But since it was a malacha, right, lighting a fire is one of the 39 malachas. So there's a chiyuv nefesh, a chiyuv misa. So we learn from a pasuk that whenever there's a chiyuv misa, it exempts him from chiyuv mamon. Ma Shabbos mischayev benafshe. Just as on Shabbos, where there's a chiyuv misa from Bezdin, so he's mischayev benafshe. As a result of that, chiyuv nefesh, that capital liability, that makes him potter, or potter metashlum, and he no longer has to pay for the monetary damages that he inflicted. Afya mekipurim, likewise, I am kippur, even though it doesn't entail the Mrs. Bezdin, it's Kuris, which comes from heaven, from Shamayim. There as well, we apply the same concept, Mischayev benafsho, Yupotem tashlum, and since he's chayev, that chayev misum in Hashamayim, therefore he's potter from tashlumen. We learn from a pasuk, v'lo ye osa in onesh, onesh, only when there's no chayev misa, then he will have to pay, but otherwise he's potter from payment. So that's why there's no me'ila. There's no monetary chiv when it comes to the hegdash chometz that was eaten on Yom Kippur, because he's chayv kares, he's mischayv benafsh. Therefore, he's potter from tashlumen. As Rashi explains, if there's no keren, there's no principal liability, then there's no chaymish and there's no karb me'ila. Whereas the Tanakama, who says even if he eats the chometz of hegdash on Pesach, he's moyo. That Tanakama holds that this concept that chiv misa is poiter tashlumen only applies to a chiv misa of bezer benata by chametz on Pesach, which involves kares be'shamay. Therefore, he says, well, you've damaged the property of hegdash, you've eaten their chametz, and therefore you are moil, you have to pay the keren, the chomish, and a korban meal. And as Rashi explained, once again, we're speaking about Shitas Reb Shimon, who holds that after Pesach, minat Torah, there's no Isra Hanoah, there's chametz. It's only midrabanan, apply the knas, and in the case of chametz hegdish, since there was no iser done, there was no bal yiron, the chametz of hegdish, I learned that earlier, you can see the chametz of hegdish, so therefore there's no knas applied, and since this thing really has value after Pesach, we consider this thing to be valuable even now on Pesach, the person eats it, he's liable, he has to pay tashlumen for the value of what he ate. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Again, the Tanakhama holds that there's a chiv mamon. The Yeshayim holds no, he's exempt because it's a chiv misa, which exempts him from Amen. Rabbi Yosef Amar, he has a different approach. He holds that both shittas, the shita that says there is mila and the shita that says there's no mila, are actually following shittas Rabbi Yisiyah Galili, who holds that chametz, even on Pesach itself, is mutzer b'hano. So really, this chametz should have value even now, in the present moment, on Pesach itself. So what is the pshat in the machloikis? One shita says, Mo'al, he committed meal. Other shita says, he's potter. B'poidin es ha-kotchem, la'achilon le'klobim k'miflagi. Machloikis says, whether or not the person can go redeem the hegdash to feed dogs. Meaning, the only thing we can do with the chametz on Pesach is to redeem it, to be poided, and feed it to dogs, feed it to a guy, or perhaps use it as fuel. You can't eat the chametz on Pesach. All agree you can't eat that chametz. So even according to Rabbi Yisrael Galili, that this chametz is mutar b'hanoah, but it's also b'achil. The only thing you can do is go redeem it and feed it to a dog or to a guy or something like that. So this type of hanoah, is it mutar? Can you take hegdish and commit it to a hanoah like that, to use such as feeding it to dogs? Manda Ramal, the shita that said that this fellow who ate the chametz of hegdash on Pesach committed mila, he holds, yeah, this chametz has value. Why? Because Sabar, he holds, poidin es ha-kotchem lachilin l'klovim. Let me redeem kotchem to feed him to the dogs. And therefore, this chametz is considered to be something of value even on Pesach. Once again, we're speaking in Kotcher Reisag, literally, you can have a non Pesach. And since you can take this chametz of hegdash and be poided to feed it to a dog, it's considered to have value. You can sell it for a dog. So therefore, if a person eats it, he's chayiv. He's chayiv to pay. Umad Omar loy mo'al. The other shita says there was no mila. He holds has no value. Kasavar, because he holds ain't poiden. They cannot be poided the hegdash to feed to dogs. Rashi brings the Gemara Tmura, because it says ve'ochalto, you meant to eat it, ve'loy leklovim, rather than feed it to dogs, it's meant to be eaten. You can't go and use the hegdish for other purposes. So that explains the machlekes. The sheet that says that this person eats chametz on hegdish on Pesach is moyel, because this thing has value, can be sold, and therefore he has to pay. He has to pay the keren, the chaymish, and the milah. And apparently Rashi points out, we're not following Rabbi Chuni Ba'akane, all that when there's a chiv kurz, there's no tashlumen. Both sheetahs here won't hold of that sheetah of Rabbi Chuni Ba'akane. The question only is whether or not it has value. According to the Tanakhama, it has value because it could be sold for dogs. According to the Yeshayim, there's no value because you can't do that with something of hegdish. It's considered to be valueless, and therefore there's no chiv tashlumen. So that's the second approach of Rabbi Yosef. Ravacha bar Rava, tonala Lahashmata Mishreid Rav Yosef Bahalishna. Rav Acha bar Rava presented this interpretation in the name of Rav Yosef in a different version, as follows. I'm going to explain the two shitas, Moal Loi Moal. This is how it's going to be explained. The Kuliyama all agree. Ein Poydin Es Hakachim Lachilin Leklom. You may not redeem Kachim and have it fed to the dogs. You can't do that. The only thing you could do is feed the Kachim to Yisrael. V'ocha v'okim miflugi, machlek is as follows. B'dovar ha-goyrim l'mamen, k'mamen dami. The question is, we have something which, at the present moment, has no value, but it can be goyrim l'mamen, it can lead to monetary benefit. For instance, in this case, where you have the chametz, which right now is asur b'hanah, but the following sheet is Reb Shimon, so after Pesach, it's mutar because the entire concept is only the Rabbanan. It only applies to the Chametz of Yisrael, not the Chametz of Hegdish. So certainly this Chametz would be mutter after Pesach. They can go and sell it to Yisrael. But since currently there's no value, should we attribute value to this item based on the future or not? So that's the question. B'davar ha-goyrim le-mamin, k'mamin dami. Something which can lead to value, lead to money. Is it considered to have value now? Mandamar Mal, the Shita that said that when a person eats this chametz of Hegdish on Pesach itself, he did Me'ilah because he took something of value away from Hegdish. That Shita holds, Kasavar, Dovar Hagarim Lamamin, Kamamin Dami. Something which can lead to monetary benefit, something which can be sold to Yisrael after Pesach, is considered to have value already now. Therefore, he took something of value away from Hegdish. Mandamar Mal, the Shita that said there's no Me'ilah. Something, although, which in the future will have value, it is gerim l'mamen. We look at the present moment, we don't reckon with futures. What's going to happen in the future cannot be attributed to the current moment, and therefore right now, there's no value, and this person hadn't committed any mila, because it wasn't anything of value, which he took away from Hegdash. So according to this approach, all agree that the chametz on Pesach is aser, following Reb Shimon, it's only after Pesach that it's mutter min haTorah. With the Rabbanan, there's a knas, but it won't apply here because it's hegdish. So certainly this hegdish can be sold to Yisrael even after Pesach. The question is, does that future value give it value now as well? And that's the shita that holds ma, with the other shita holds gerim l'mamin, it's not mamin, and right now, in its current state and moment, there's no value, and therefore there's no mila. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar has another approach, and we're going to focus on this approach. He says like this: "Dekuli alma dover hagoyrim l'mamin k'mamin dami." All agree, something which can lead to monetary benefit is considered to have value now as well. So what is the machlokes? V'hocha v'plukta d'Rab Yehuda Rab Shimon k'mifluki machlokes. In the Braisa, whether or not there was Me'ilah is actually contingent on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Mandamar Loimal, one that holds that there was no Me'ilah, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that just as the Chametz is also on Pesach, there's an Isser to have Chametz after Pesach as well. Chametz she'avar lava Pesach. And even this Chametz, which belonged to Hegdish, will have that Isser. Therefore, there's no value to this thing. Not right now, and not in the future. Because there's nothing you can do with this chametz any longer. So it has no value, there's no mila. Uman do'amar mal, the shita that said there was mila, k'rab shimon, Hazak Reb Shimon that Minat Torah, there's no Isser on Chametz after Pesach. It's only the Rabbanon and won't apply to this case, which is Kachim. Right? Something of Hegdish doesn't get the Knas because there's no Isser Bal Yirah. So although in its present moment it has no value, but it's going to have value after Pesach, you can sell it to Yisrael. And something which is Gerim Lamaman is considered to have value. And therefore, when a person eats this Chametz, he has taken something of value and committed me'ilah. Says the Gemara, just stop for a moment. What's going on here? V'harav achabar Yaakov Yehuda Amar. Didn't he himself tell us earlier? The Rabbi Yehuda yolef s'or da'achila mis'or d'iriyah. Then according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz of a goy, or similarly the chametz of Hegdish, will be exempt from that Isser of Chametz of our Olav HaPesach because he learns the Isser Achila from the Isser Re'iyah. Just as by Re'iyah, it's only Shalcha, it's only, if it's yours, it's a problem, but if it belongs to Kachim or Goy, there's no concern. The same thing with regard to Isser Achila. That explained our Mishnah, why Chametz of Olav HaPesach was Mutter, belonged to a Goy, that was a Bracha by Yaakov. And now he just told us that even the chametz of Hegdish is also after Pesach. How can that be? Elahadbe Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mahi. Apparently, Rav Acha bar Yaakov reverted. He backtracked from that chiddush. He no longer holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz of a goy or of Hegdish will be mutter after Pesach. Continues the Gemara with another approach to explain the machlokes between mal and lo mal. Rav Ashi Amar, the kuli alma ain poiden. Everybody holds you can't redeem kachim to have it fed to the dogs or to feed it to a goy. But as Rashi explains, you can still use it for other purposes. For instance, as fuel, the Yisrael can take it and put it under his stove. But otherwise you can't. You can't go and feed it to the dogs and to the goy. That's number one. That's agreed upon by all. V'davar ha-goyrim l'mamen lava k'mamen dami. And likewise, all agree. Something which has no monetary value now, even though in the future it will, future value is not applied to the current moment. So it's not considered to be something of value. So what is the machlekes? V'acha beplukta d'Rabbi Yosi Haglili v'Rabbanu Kamifligi. The machlekes, whether this person was moyel by eating the chametz of Hegdish, is contingent on the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi Haglili and the Rabbanon, whether or not chametz on Pesach itself is mutzer b'hanah. Ma'adam ha'malk Rabbi Yosi. The one that said there was Me'ilah is following Rabbi Yosi. Chametz even on Pesach is mutter b'hano. So this chametz of Hegdish can be redeemed and used to fuel his stove, his oven. It has value now, has a nah now. So a person who eats it did Me'ilah. Uman damar loy mal k'rabbanon. The sheet that said there was no Me'ilah follows Rabbanon, that chametz on Pesach itself is asur b'hano. And since it's asur b'hano now, it's not considered to be something of value. And therefore, he did no me'ilah. What about the future? The fact that after Pesach it's mutter? We can't reckon with that. Future won't apply value to the present moment. Because Dover HaGarim L'mamen is Lav K'mamen. So Mechalikis says whether or not Chametz on Pesach itself is mutter. The Shita that says Mal, also Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Chametz on Pesach itself is mutter. As we mentioned earlier, Tamal Atzmacha. To wonder why is Chametz on Pesach also? Rabbi Yosi Haglili says Chametz on Pesach itself is mutter. That's why it has value. And he did me'ilah. The other sheet that follows Rabbanon. It's Asubano, has no value, and there's no meal. Okay, in conclusion, Bryce had told us a person eats the chametz of Hegdish on Pesach. One sheet that says Mal, one sheet that says Loi Mal, we have five ways to explain the machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan, he holds that they're both following Rabbi Shimon, that after Pesach, Minat Torah, there's no Isser. It's only Midr Rabbanon. That doesn't apply in a case where there was no Isser done, such as chametz of Hegdish. So since this chametz of Hegdish is mutter b'hano after Pesach, it's considered to be something of value already now, and the person who ate it did me'ilah. The sheet that says loy mal holds like a v'chunim and akana, since this eating of chametz on Pesach entails iser karis, the fact that he's meschayiv benavshoy exempts him from tashlumin. Rabbi Yosef's approach, the first approach of Rabbi Yosef was, all sheet is a following Rabbi Haglili that holds that even on Pesach, chametz is mutter b'hano. Yeah, but that applies to a chametz of an ordinary person. The question is regarding chametz of hegdish, such as our case. Does it have value? Well, that depends if there's anything to do with this chametz. If you hold poydenes hakotchim lachin l'klovim, you could take the kotchim and feed it to dogs, meaning use it for something which is non-achila purpose. Yeah, then this chametz is deemed to be something of value, and therefore a person who partakes in this chametz on Pesach, he did milah. The other shita holds any poydenes hakotchim lachin l'klovim, the only thing you can do with the kotchim is eat it, and therefore it's considered to be valueless on Pesach itself, because although you can have hana, but you can't eat it. And hana, other than eating, is also when it comes to kachim. So it's not considered to be something of value. It's useless, and therefore there's no meal. According to the second approach, second version of Rav Yosef, all shitas follow Rabbi Shimon. On Pesach, it's asur b'hana. After Pesach, it's mutar b'hana. Although there's a knas to Rabbana, it doesn't apply by Hegdish, because there's no value ra. The question is, when we have something which at the present moment has no value, but is goyer of the moment, it can bring about monetary gain, is that considered to be valuable even now? One shita says, Maul, yeah, he did meal because right now it's considered to be something of value on account of the future. The other shita disagrees. He says, no, let's look at the present moment right now. It's valueless. Rachabe Yaakov says, the machlekes revolves around Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. The shita that said, Maul, it's considered to be something of value. It's following Shita's Reb Shimon, who holds that after Pesach, this thing can be used. Because when a Torah is no Isser after Pesach, it's only Drabbana, it doesn't apply by Hegdish, where there's no Isser Bal Yiro. Therefore, this thing is considered to be something of value on account of its potential use after Pesach. The Shita says there was no Midla, it's following Reb Yehuda, who holds that even when it comes to Chametz of Hegdish, there's an Isser to have enough from it after Pesach. Therefore, it's considered to be something with absolutely no value. Finally, we have Rav Ashi, who says that the shita that said mal is following Rabbi Saglili, that even on Pesach you can have ano, so you can take this hegdish, be poided, and use it to fuel his oven. It's considered to be something of value, and if a person takes it away, he did mila. Whereas according to the Rabbanon who hold that on Pesach itself, you may not have ano from chametz. So if a person takes this chametz of hegdish and eats it on Pesach, he didn't do mila, because it's considered to be something absolutely valueless. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav, let's say some chametz should fall into other food which is mutter. Does it make it asr? So generally we know that there's a formula to follow when it comes to all types of taroivos, all types of mixtures involving isurin in the Torah. There are actually two shittas. We have Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish who say that the determinant is always whether or not an imparted flavor, nois in tam, was there enough isur there to give off flavor to the heter, then it's asr. But otherwise, there's not enough to give tam. For instance, if you have 60 times as much heter as you have the iser, then it's bottled b'shishim, because it doesn't have enough to give flavor to the rest of the mixture. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the key is noisein tam. According to Rav Shmuel, however, it depends what the iser falls into. If it falls into something which is the same type of food, b'minoi, milk into milk, meat into meat, in that case, even a minute amount of iser will affect the entire mixture. It doesn't become batal. It is iser even b'mashu. But if it's b'shaloi b'mino, if it falls into something which is a different type of food, milk into meat, in that case, b'noisin tam. It would only make it iser if it has enough there to give off flavor into the rest of the mixture. Because when we have the contrasting flavors, they oppose each other. And if there's much more of heter, then the Isser is nullified and batal. So according to Rav, if it's b'minoi, even a minute amount is enough to affect the entire taroivitz and its asr. But if it's shaloi b'minoi, then you need to have enough Isser to give off flavor. And that flavor should be discernible in the rest of the mixture, and that's what it makes it asr b'nois in tam. However, Rav will tell us a chiddush, that when it comes to chametz on Pesach, amo machmer. Chametz on Pesach is not only a lav, it's a karis, it's something which people are not generally accustomed to separating from. Therefore, says Rav, on Pesach itself, even a minute amount of chametz falling into shaloi b'minoi, a food of a different flavor, different variety, different type, will make it us. Let's see in the Gemara. Amar Rav, chametz bizmane, chametz on Pesach itself, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi, us. If a drop of chametz falls into minoy or even shaloi b'minoy, something of a different flavor, a different type, it makes it awesome. That's only because on Pesach itself, it's mochamer this curse. Shalei bezmanai, however, after Pesach, although following Rabbi Yehuda, so there's a issa deraisa, there's a law, but since it's not curse, we don't have to be more machmer than other isurim shebetir. Shalei bezmanai, beminoi asur. If a drop of chametz falls into something of minoi, same type, yeah, that's asur. And following with the general formula applied to all isur, shalei b'minai muta. But if it's shalei b'minai, in that case, even just a drop of chametz won't do anything. It needs to have enough to give off flavor b'nais and tam. The more I analyze these words, my skin, I'm always speaking about ilay b'nais and tam, that the chametz has enough, has enough volume to give off flavor to the rest of the taruvas. Is that what we're speaking about? Then we don't understand, because shalei b'zmanai, if it's after Pesach, Rav says shalai b'minay mutar, then if it falls into something which is of a different variety, different type, different flavor, it's mutar. What do you mean? Oh, you have taima. It's imparting flavor. It's nice and tam. Apparently, we're not speaking about that there was so much chametz that has the ability to give tam. El b'mash, we're speaking not just a minute amount of chametz. So that depends. Chametz b'zmanay, if it's on Pesach itself, then we're more machmer. We say, well, since it's karis, even just a drop of chametz can make something asr. Beim b'minay, beim shalei b'minay asr. Whether it fell to something of its same min, something of a different min, it's asr. So generally, if it falls into something shalei b'minay, we have the challenging, the contrasting flavor that needs to give off tam. Otherwise, it's batal. But when it comes to Pesach, on Pesach itself, Rav is machmir. Rav la tamei, Rav is in accordance with his shita. The Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu, they both said, Kol Yisur Shebetayra, when it comes to other Yisur, generally, any type of Tarevis, of Chel, of Dam, B'minoi B'mashu, if it falls into something of its same type, then even a minute amount makes it Asr. It's not but, since you don't have the contrast in the flavors. Shelei B'minoi B'nesen Tam, but if it falls into something that it's not, something which is not its type, Shelei B'minoi, then it only makes it Asr if it is Noisen Tam. However, that only applies elsewhere. When it comes to chametz on Pesach, Rav is more concerned. Rav gozar chametz bizmanai. He applies the gzera to chametz on Pesach itself. Shalai b'minai, otu minai. That even if it's shalai b'minai, we generally, you need to have nesinas tam, a larger amount of iser. But over here, even if it's just a drop, he says it's aser, shalai b'minai, otu minai, on account of minai. So just as minai, even a mashu would make it asr. So he says the same thing applies to shalei b'minai. So one thing shouldn't lead to the next. So both have the same din, that even a mashu of chametz, whether it fell to mina or shalei b'minai, is asr. That's only because it was on chametz, on Pesach itself, the isr occurs. But shalei b'zmanai, but after yantiv, b'minai asr. So if this drop of chametz falls into mina, yeah, then it's asr. Like any other isr would have that din. Krab Yehuda, he's following Rabbi Yehuda that after Pesach the chametz is asa, so therefore if a drop falls into mina it's asa. However, if this drop falls into shalei b'minai, then we don't apply any chumrah. We say, well, it's less. It has only a little bit. It can't go and give tam. There's no issur. The shalei b'zmanai, since we're speaking after the zman, it's just a lav. It's not karis. So therefore, we deal with it like an ordinary issur. But shalei b'minai, ato minai, to say that even a mashu that falls into something shalei b'minai should be considered usr on account of minai, just as minai is usr, shalei b'minai should be usr as well, one on account of the other. No, we don't say that. Kuli haylag asrinon, to that extent, we don't apply gzera, because Rashi explains after Pesach, this chametz is not really unique. It doesn't have that added karis element. It's like any other isr, like chaylev and dam. In that case, we apply the general formula. If it's b'mina, yeah, then a mashu is oiser. But shloi b'mina, you need to have more than a mashu. You need to have nitzinas tam. And therefore, chametz after Pesach has the same status as the other isurin. B'mina, mashu, shloi b'mina, b'nois and tam. So according to Rav, we apply a chumrah to chametz on Pesach itself due to the curse involved. And we say that even a drop, a minute amount of chametz, falling into whether mina or even shloi b'mina, will make it us. Shmuel Amar, he disagrees with Rav on two accounts. Number one, this chumrah, chametz on Pesach, he doesn't agree with. We apply the general concept that's applied to other isurim. We apply it to chametz on Pesach as well. So if it fell into minoy, Yeah, then even a mashu is oiser. But shaloi b'minai, we have the contrasting flavors. You need to give off a flavor to be considered, to be reckoned with. Otherwise, you're bottle. And likewise, he holds that even after Pesach, any sort of mixture will be mutter. Let's see. Shmuel Amar, chametz bizmanai, chametz even on Pesach, b'minai asur. So we're speaking that a mashu fell in. So if it fell into something of minai, since you don't have the contrasting flavors, then even a drop is still considered intact and is asur. Shalei b'minai mutar. But if it's shalei b'minai, then it's mutar because it doesn't have the ability to affect the rest of the group. That's one thing that he disagrees. Tan Rav, he disagrees with the chiddush of the chametz on Pesach having a more stringent status. No. He says chametz on Pesach itself has the same din like other isurim. If it's just a drop and if it's shalei b'minai, there's no concern. Number two, shalei b'zmanai. Once it's after Pesach, bein b'minai, bein shalei b'minai mutter. Whether it fell into minai or shalei b'minai, it's always mutter. And even if it gives off flavor, since it's not the isur itself that it's not intact, any sort of mixture makes it mutter. Explains the Gemara. Chametz bezmanai b'minai asur. If this drop of chametz falls into minai and it's on Pesach, it's asur. Shmuel tamei. Shmuel is following his shita elsewhere. That's the general formula. The Rabbi Shmuel dami tavayu. They both said kol isurim shebeteira with regards to all isurim b'minai asurim b'mashu. If it falls into the same type, then even a drop makes asur. Shelo b'minai resin tam. If it's something dissimilar, then it has to give off a flavor to be considered intact and reckoned with. And therefore Shmuel says, we're going to apply the same formula to chametz on Pesach. We don't apply an gzeira. Shaloi b'mina na to mina loy gaza. He doesn't say, well, just as if this drop falls into mina, it's considered intact. Likewise, if it's shaloi b'mina, we're going to stretch the isra over there and apply the gzeira. No, he doesn't hold up Rav's gzeira, even chametz on Pesach, despite its stringency of karis. It has the same halacha as all other isurim. So if this drop falls into mina, it's not batal, but shaloi b'mina is batal. That's number one. Number two, he says, Shaloi b'zmanai, once it's after Pesach, bein b'minan, bein shaloi b'minan mutarn. Whether the chametz falls into its min or something which is dissimilar to itself, it's mutar. And even if there's enough chametz there to give a flavor to the rest, why? How's that? Ki Rabbi Shimon. Because in contrast with Rav, who followed Rabbi Yehuda, that after Pesach there's an isser to eat the chametz min ha-Torah. Therefore, we apply the formula of other Yisurim to this ish as well. Shmuel disagrees. He was like Reb Shimon. That Ben HaTorah, there's absolutely no Yisur to eat Chametz after Pesach. It's only the Rabbanon. It's a Knas. That only applies if the Yisur is intact. The object, the item in which the Yisur was committed with. The Bal Yerah. If you see it here, if you have it intact, then it's awesome. But once it gets mixed into something else, even if it has enough there to give a flavor to the rest of the group, it's Mutter. So in conclusion, Shmuel disagrees with Rav on two accounts. Number one, even chametz on Pesach itself, despite its chumr of karis, we're not going to be machmer, we're going to apply the general model. If it's b'minoy, it's oiser b'mashu. If it's shaloi b'minoy, you need to have tam. Number two, after Pesach, any sort of taroivis is mut. Here comes a third shita, even more make. Rabbi Yechon Amar, chametz b'zmanoy. Chametz even on Pesach itself. Bein b'minoy, whether it's mixed into the min or shaloi b'minai, the only way it's going to be aser is aser b'nei sentam. If you can give off a flavor, just a drop of chametz is not sufficient to aser the rest. Because Rabbi Yechon holds that this is the general model. Only sirin shabbat Torah will only make the terubas aser if there's enough to give off flavor. And that applies to chametz as well, even on Pesach. So that's number one. He's very makel. Number two, he says, it's going to be like Shmuel, Shaloi b'zmanai. After Pesach, any sort of mixture is mutter. Bein b'minan, whether it fell into the min, ben shaloi b'minan, or something similar to it, mutter, because it's not the chametz of our olav Pesach intact. Therefore, there's no knas. Explains the Gemara. So number one, chametz b'zmanai, chametz on Pesach itself, bein b'minai, bein shaloi b'minai, whether it fell into the min, or shaloi b'minai, you need to have more than just a drop. But no, you said, Tom, you have to give a flavor to affect the rest of the tarivis. Why? That's a general model applied to all Yisurim and to Chametz as well. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan is in line with his Shita. The Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokesh Dam Tavai, they both said, Kol Yisurim Shebe Torah, all Yisurim in the Torah, Bein B'minan, Bein Shalei B'minan, whatever they fell into, the same min or different min, be'er nois in tam, it's only reckoned with if it's here. It's tangible, it's discernible, the flavor has been distributed throughout the taruvus. Therefore, chametz on Pesach as well will follow along with that formula. Even chametz on Pesach, you need to have enough there to give off flavor, and then you feel it in the rest of the taruvus and makes it awesome. So that's number one. Rabbi Yochanan's makel based on his formula elsewhere. And number two, says Rabbi Yochanan, shelo'i bizmanai, if this mixture occurred with chametz after Pesach, then any mixture is mutter. Bein b'minoi, bein shelo'i b'minoi, mutarin. Why? Because like Shmuel, he also holds that the Isser is only mit Rabbanon, like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore only when the Isser is intact do we say it's Asr, but once it's mixed in, there's a roiv of heter kenegdoi, that Isser is no longer in existence, and therefore it's mutter. So in summary, when we have a taroivus of other isur, non-chametz isur, what formula do we apply? We have machlekes. According to Rav and Shmuel, depends. If it fell into something of its same type, same flavor, b'minoi, then even a mashahu of isur can affect the rest, because it's not batal. It doesn't have the contrasting flavors to nullify the isur. However, shelo'i b'minoi falls into something that has a contrasting flavor, then the isur is batal unless it has enough there to give off flavor, to be nice and tam and the rest. So for instance, if you have 60 times heter, as much as the Isser, in that case, the Isser is no longer discernible, its flavor is no longer nikar in the taruvus, and it is batal. According to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether it's b'minoi or shelo'i b'minoi, it's one and the same. It will only make it asr if it has enough to give off tam in the rest of the taruvus. Otherwise, it's no longer in existence and not reckoned with. And when it comes to chametz on Pesach, we have a machlikis, Rav, Shmuel, or Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, on Pesach itself, due to the kuris involved, we have to be machmer. So whether the chametz fell into minoy or shelo'i b'minoy, even a mashu will make it asr. If it's shelo'i b'zmani, after Pesach, we apply this standard formula because the kuris is no longer in existence. So then we say, well, if it's b'minoy, yeah, a mashu will make it asr. But shelo'i b'minoy, then you need more. It needs to be noisein tam. Shmuel disagrees. He says, even b'zmanoy, we treat it like a regular isr. B'minoy is mashu. But shelo'i b'minoi, a mashu is not enough. You need to have nois in tam. Number two, he disagrees with shelo'i b'zmani. He says, it's only the Rabbanon or following Reb Shimon. So any sort of mixture, b'minoi, shelo'i b'minoi, we mutter even if there's nois in tam because the Isser is no longer intact. Rabbi Yochanan is makel even further. He says, even b'zmani, we apply the general formula that the Isser needs to have nois in tam to make the Tereves Aser, in accordance with his shita elsewhere. And chametz is like any other isser, so whether it's b'minoi or shelo'i b'minoi, you need to have a tam in order to make the rest asr. And when it comes to shelo'i b'zmani, he was like Shmuel, that any sort of mixture is mutter because it's only drabbanon, the isser is no longer intact. So who does the halacha follow? Amar Rava. So Rava is going to take both sides of the spectrum. On the one hand, he's going to say on Pesach itself, due to the kares involved, we're going to be machmin like Rav. Even a mashu of chametz can make the taruvus asr, whether it's minoi or shelo'i b'minoi. But after Pesach, then it's going to be batal. Whether it's minoi, shelo'i b'minoi, it's going to follow the shita of Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav, hilchasa, chametz bizmanoi, if it's on Pesach itself, bein b'minoi, bein shelo'i b'minoi, if it falls into minoi or shelo'i b'minoi, aser b'mashu, kirav. Even a drop of chametz will make it aser, in accordance with Rav, that on Pesach umu machm. However, shelo'i bizmanoi, after Pesach, bein b'minoi, whether it falls into minoi or shelo'i b'minoi, it's going to be mutter, in accordance with Rav Shimon, that holds that there's no issur Torah after Pesach. So we'll make it. Amar Rav, is that so? The Rav said that after Pesach, any taruvus is mutter? But Amar Rav, didn't Rav say? True, I mean, the rice is no issur. But Rav Shimon knasa kanis, Rav Shimon applied a knas, since a person was over on the Bali Rav Bali Matzah, so true, not Torah, there's no issur. But when the Rabban is an issur, so how can you say it's just batal b'rayv? Hani milu be'enei. That's only when the isser is intact. Then we have the knas. Aval yitarayv es loy. But once the isser has been mixed in, then we say it's batal b'rayv. You don't have the object of the avera in front of you. So therefore, there's no isser d'rabbanon. There's no knas and etzmut. Va'oz the Rava l'tameh. Rava, who followed Reb Shimon, that there's no Issa Torah after Pesach. It's only a Midrabbana, it's a Knas. Applied only when there was an Issa Bali Ra, Bali Matzah committed. Chametz of Yisrael, but not Chametz of a guy. So Rav is following his Shita. The Amar Rav, as Rav said, Ki Avinon Beir Rav Nachman. When we were by Rav Nachman, Ki Havu Nafki, Shiva Yom de Pisach, when the 7 days of Pesach were up, Omerlan, he instructed us, Puku Zvinu, go out and buy Chamira Chametz, Divnei Chel of the Goyim, even though they baked it on Pesach. It's not Aser because Chametz after Pesach isn't the Rabbana, it's a Knas, when there was an Iser done. Chametz of a Goy doesn't have that because there's no Iser of Bali Ra or Bali Matz. Okay, time for a brief Chazar of today's daf. We learned in the Mishnah that Chametz after Pesach is Aser Bahana, provided it was the Chametz of a Yisrael. But a Chametz of a Goy, a Chametz of Hegdish, doesn't have that Iser. We concluded that the correct approach is Rava's approach. We're following Reb Shimon, that after Pesach there's no Iser Torah, it's only a Knas, and only when there's an Iser, Bali Rava, Bali Matz are done, as opposed to the Chametz of a Goy, or Chametz of Hegdish. We had a Braisa, where a person ate Chametz of Hegdish on Pesach, one Shita said, he did Meila, other Shita said, Loi Mal, we had 5 ways to explain the Braisa. And we concluded that the Halacha is, Chametz on Pesach is more stringent, so any sort of mixture, a mash of Chametz falling into anything, will make it Aser. But after Pesach, if it falls into anything, it's Batal B'Roiv, because the Iser is no longer intact.